4 IQ. Glen 4 Italy, Quebec.
QN 0 TR.
Star N 4 IQ, good morning.
Oh, hope your day's going good. We're just finishing up breakfast and or brunch, if you will, and sitting here and enjoying that and watching the building of the Panama Canal.
Well, I thought they finished that about 100 years ago.
I suspect it has been. I was just watching all the things that Teddy Roosevelt done to get it, to get her done, as Larry the Cable Guy says. It's really a massive accomplishment, you know it?
I tell you, he was a doer, that's for sure. Of course, for today, it never happened. You couldn't get anybody to agree to it. Just like the Keystone Pipeline, which is now defunct. Enough of that. Well, good on your breakfast. Sounds good. And I'm headed to get my ears lowered. Then after that, I got to mail a housewarming gift to Phil in Pageland, which I guess he'll get next week sometime. I think he'll be moving in just under 2 weeks, sometime around 2 weeks from now. And, I don't know, then I got to go by the post office, then I got to go to the bank, so I'll be busy today.
Got most of our running done yesterday. Went to Sam's and Costco's and Walmart. I don't like to go to any of them, but we go real, real early, so there's not many there. Oh, and I'm just sitting here eating some white grapes and green grapes, whatever you want to call them. I call them white grapes. And they're sure not as good during the winter as they are during the summer because, of course, they come from someplace down south, Chile or Guatemala or someplace. But, one thing we've noticed is that the grapefruit, the Texas grapefruit, are far superior that you get at Sam's to the Florida grapefruit you get at Costco's.
Well, I wonder why the difference, the soil or the variety that grows. We haven't had any grapefruit for a while now. Usually, when I go down to Florida, I'll pick up a whole bunch of grapefruits. I'll stop by off the interstate, Indian River, that area, pick up a couple bags, maybe three big bags, grapefruit and oranges. Of course, that's not going to happen this year, because normally when I do that, I go down and see my brother, and that's at the same time as the Ham Fest. That didn't happen last year, it won't happen this year. But I'm hoping maybe next year I can go down. He'll also be retired by then. So my breakfast was two slices of cheese toast. And actually, it was very good. I like cheese toast. Cup of coffee. And I was at the door. I already walked the dogs and I packed this box. And Elaine actually put the stuff in. I taped it. And got the dogs fed, the cats fed, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's been a busy morning. N4 IQ.
W4 NGU.
N0 TR. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, Bill and Tom. As long as y'all brought up the Panama Canal, I got a little brain teaser for you. Why didn't they just dig it out and you sail ships up and down it? Why does it have to have gates and pump the water up and lift the ships up and down? Why do they have to do that?
Sea levels are different. Atlantic, Pacific.
I'd agree with that.
That's correct.
These kind of questions.
You try
they made a man-made lake there in order to get the water from, I believe. But, you know, something I didn't know was Teddy Roosevelt come into office when, I think it was William McKinley was shot or something like that. Is that correct, Bill?
Early in the morning. I don't know.
You throwed one at us.
All right, listen, we're not done yet. So if the Panama Canal had been dug out, does that mean one ocean would have emptied into the other?
I don't know.
What they'd have to do is change the spin of the Earth and make a few other adjustments, and there wouldn't be a problem.
Oh, would have known.
I don't have any idea. But I do remember being stationed there at Jacksonville, Bill, and the St. John's River ran from south to north, if I remember rightly. And that's kind of odd.
My mother used to have some property on St. John's, but they never did build on it. But that was something that they were going to do, but never got to do. And that's a big river.
I'd get where I was going, but I had to throw that little tidbit in there. We'll have to do some more research on that. I picked up on that question first. You know that lady that puts articles in the paper, Marilyn somebody, savant or something, claims to be, you know, have this high IQ. That was one of her questions. She can come up with some pretty interesting stuff, but we'll have to look further at that later. Y'all carry on. W4, never give up.
Hey, Phil, before you go, how's the antenna working?
Man, that's the best antenna I've ever had. You know, I'll say that.
Are you using it on 160?
Yes, sir. That thing tunes like a dream anywhere with a cheap little MFJ tuner.
Those are really good antennas. You know, it took a long time for people to really start using them, but concept's been around forever. I worked the 160 meters contest this weekend, just 160 CQ worldwide, and I operated for about 12 hours. I was using an inverted L that I put up here. It's got about 70 radials underneath it, and I worked 550 stations and all the states, three-quarters of the provinces in 42 countries. That was fun, let me tell you.
How does the inverted L compare with the Carolina Windham?
Well, it's better. I won't say always better, but the reason it's better, and I don't know exactly why, but to the west, that Carolina Windham I've got, even though it's pretty straight, has a big knoll in the western direction. But I have an 80-meter Carolina Windham that actually crosses it. And I think it's affecting the radiation pattern on it. But I can hear, like with my receiving antennas, great. So to the west, I'm talking about West Coast stations, et cetera. But I can call all day long. They'll never hear me. But if I call north and south, it's fine. And hold on. And I found out about the null because I went to the broadcast band, AM broadcast band, the higher part, started comparing the two antennas, and I could hear antennas off to broadcast stations off to the west really well, but I could barely hear them off that Carolina Windham. I mean, it wasn't because they're far away. There's just a null out there. It's just, and again, the only thing I can think of is interacting with at least that one antenna, maybe some others over.
The night, France on 160.
That's really good. During that contest, I worked KH6 Hawaii, and I worked about 35 European stations. It worked really well. Well, that's good. I'm glad it's working for you. And I'm glad you finally got it up.
Yeah, well, even if there's something that occasionally beats it, for to be an all-band antenna, I just don't think anything tops it. Do you?
This inverted L is only 160, you know. It goes up 73 feet directly up, and then it's over about 60 feet or so, something like that. And I got a lot of radials underneath it. All right, I knew you were going to go. I didn't mean to keep you. Over.
No, I had another couple of minutes. I just wanted to get out and get ready to go in. But, yeah, I love the thing. I really do. And the signal strength on them, of course, it's an electronic meter on an IC-746, which I think you've had before. I'm just seeing stuff I've never seen before. On 20 meters, it actually pegged at 60 over. On some station, the guy was speaking Spanish. I never could understand his call. But then the France station was almost 20 over on 160, and I just can't believe what I'm hearing.
I don't know if I've ever heard Europe that strong. That's great. It's good. It's coming in really good. That's fantastic.
Well, it's got one. I just put together what I had. I had a real ancient piece of coax. It's about 50 feet. But I don't think I'm going to touch anything.
I haven't had a 746 before now. I think my brother did. I don't think he has any working 746s anymore. I've got a 751A, and I use that quite a bit. I love that. I love that transceiver. No menus. I think it was the epitome of the analog radios. Right after that, it had a digital display on it, but right after that, everything started going digital, you know. Tom's got a 160 off-center fed dipole, so he knows how good they work.
Better on 80 and up, just because it will do 160. It's just got that much more wire there, and you get multiple wavelengths.
Yeah, it becomes a harmonic antenna on the upper bands. You get up on 15, 17, 15, 10, you get on the lobes, and also at 40, between 40 and 45 feet, that's a great height for low angle on that antenna on those upper bands. You get it gets a lot of gain in the right direction.
Go ahead, Tom.
Not at all, and I don't feel that. And when he was debating, he had a choice between the Super Loop and that, and I said, well, I'd lean towards the Carolina Wyndham. I love it. I didn't see any Europeans the other night that I needed, actually, and I don't know if he was working FT8 or CW. Bill, I assume CW. And I don't know if it was all CW or if it was sideband, to be honest with you. I just worked a few just for the fun of it. And it's just a phenomenal antenna. That's all I can say about it. This is N0TR.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. You got yours installed really well. See, those stations I was working were all CW. There's one station I worked that was been an all-time new one on 160, but I think it's Pirate. Is a 1A5R, 1A5R, and I know it copied it right. There's no doubt in my mind. And, you know, that's the Sovereign Order of Malta, I believe. But I don't have them on 160, and I looked them up. There's at least on QRZ, there's no such call.
I can't remember what I did with it, Bill, because I wasn't actively working it the other night. Go ahead, Phil.
Sometimes I wonder how many ghosts are out there.
So, Tom, you said you actually saw that call?
Brought my log up. I did not work it, but I saw that call, yes. And I definitely can copy it. Let's see. I didn't work but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that night. And none of them was anything new. I just worked one Mexico station and the rest were USAs. I worked K1TR. If I see him, I'll usually work him because I'm in 0TR. And I was just fooling around. But I've worked quite a few. I got 54 countries, I think, on 160 bill is all. I haven't had the antenna that long. And I do have a beverage that's, how long did that measure, Breeze? I don't know. 285 feet, I think, Bill. So I don't know how good that is on 160. It probably needs to be about 560. But it does help.
Regulator W4NGU.
Hey, Phil. Thanks for breaking in. And go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, 73, Phil. Talk to you down the line. Send 0TR.
Had a wire on the ground, you got it elevated.
It's elevated, Bill. I would say it's an average of 6 feet across it. There's one point down there that might go up to 9 or 10 feet, but not for very far. Bob and some of the guys helped me put it up. And Gary and I think Rusty. And I renewed it, though. It was just electric fence wire, and I put 14 gauge solid in it this year. And I put that, I take that back. That's what I use, 14 solid. And then on the Carolina Wyndham, Bernice and I renewed that, and I used that 13 gauge copper clad steel silky that you suggested. And boy, that's nice wire.
Outlast you and me both, probably put together. Yeah, that's really good wire. That 260 short, it should be about twice that length if you got up that high. But one thing about it, see, all mine are bogs, and they can be about half the length and still do a good job if they're mounted on the ground. The velocity factor is different when they're laying on the ground. I tell you what, they worked really good. I was using the northeast bog and the northwest, northeast Europe, northwest to the west coast. And then I also had the K9AY, and I'd switch both of them either northeast or to the northwest because that's where most of the stations were that I needed that. They were down in the signal level sometimes. And then I had that going through an MFJ combiner signal enhancer. My goodness, it was amazing what a difference that would make versus the transmitting antenna. And then I also used the NR2 that's on the 590, that noise reduction tube, which is designed for CW only. Put it on about 200 hertz. My goodness, the signals just jump out over.
This is N0TR. I think I had one of those once and gave it away. Doggone it. But, I love that beverage. But I haven't looked into the K9AY that seriously, but it's like night and day. I was not talked into, I'm a big boy, I bought it, noise reduction West Mountain speaker the other day, and it doesn't even compare to the beverage, at least on CW. Now, the gentleman that told me about that was using sideband only, but it does enhance the sideband, but I didn't like the tone of it on CW, so I put my old Kenwood 8-ohm speaker back on it. I think's what it is, 4 or 8 ohms. Just, there's nothing special about a Kenwood speaker except it says Kenwood on it, you know, Bill?
Oh, yeah. I used to have one of those, the German noise reduction speakers. I used to have one. I gave it to Phil. They work pretty good. I think that must have been Steve talking to you. But it's not going to do the same thing as the beverage. You know, it's just not the same thing. All right, well, I'm here. I'm going to go get my ears lowered, hopefully. And maybe I'll be presentable. And I'll get a nice shine job up on top. I'll look pretty good when I come out. So you take care. I'm going to go on inside. N0TRN for IQ.
Okay, Bill. Great to talk to you and Phil this morning. Yeah, I've worked Ukraine and places up in there in Wales and European Russia and that on 160 lately in Germany. But nothing exotic yet. But when it comes warmer weather, I think I got plenty of room out there. I can go out another 280 feet, so I may do that, but I'm not going to do it while it's cold. Talk to you later, Bill. N4IQ, N0TR73.
Careful.